By the 1930s, the U.S. was sort of brought into the more or less the mainstream of industrial society on these matters, to a limited extent, in fact, but to some extent. That caused hysteria among the masters. You read the business press by 1936 or 37. Again, these are things which in a really free society, everybody would study in elementary school, because they're really important. That these give the real framework of the society, in my view. They were talking about the hazard facing industrialists and the rising political power of the masses and how we must do something to save ourselves or our way of life will be gone and we don't have a lot of time to do it. They started right away. By the late 30s, there was a big anti-labor campaign that had built up. With new techniques, you know. There was still use of force, but it was understood that that's not going to work the way it did. So there was a shift to more propaganda, community organizing. The main idea was called the Mohawk Valley Formula, I guess. Is that what it was called? Something like that. Yeah, Mohawk Valley Formula was designed by a lot of public relations hotshots around 36, 37, at the time of some of the steel strikes, to have a new, what they called scientific methods of strike breaking. We don't just come in, you know, with clubs and shoot people and smash their heads and that sort of thing. We do it the scientific way because the old way doesn't work anymore. And the scientific methods of strike breaking were, in fact, drawn from the public relations ideas of the kind that I talked about. The main idea was to mobilize the community against the strikers and the union activists, to present a picture which is by now so standard that you can hardly turn on the tube without seeing it, because it's just poured out in, like streams ever since then.